USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. The new eviction moratorium should not be blocked, Department of Justice lawyers told the court in a filing on Friday. After two federal courts deemed the nationwide eviction pause unlawful, and the Supreme Court indicated that only Congress could extend the ban or put into place a new one, the pause expired and no moratorium was in place. The Biden administration said they were constrained by the court rulings, but abruptly changed course on Tuesday.
We're not going to lock down our economy or our schools because our country is in a much stronger place than when we took office, thanks to the president's leadership in vaccinating the American people and getting an economic relief to those who need it.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki. The U.S. government has been preparing for the possibility of the virus evolving and becoming more difficult to deal with. In a briefing last month, she said Biden would support states if they went into lockdown again. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
7 in 10 New York residents say that Governor Andrew Cuomo should resign immediately due to sexual harassment allegations, and a majority also believe he should be criminally charged, a new poll has found. The Quinnipiac University poll conducted August 4th and 5th found that 70% of New York voters want the three-term governor to resign and leave office immediately. As ominous storm clouds gathered in western Colorado over a large area blackened by a recent wildfire, torrential rain fell and the charred land stripped of vegetation gave way, sending a rush of mud and boulders tumbling down steep canyon walls onto I-70. Chuck Decker with the Colorado Department of Transportation.
Pretty big burn scar up above where we're at, and it's been carrying a lot of water every time it's been raining. Like this last week, we had a pretty big event, maybe a 500-year event that carried 5 inches of water, 5 inches of rain.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Biden administration is privately ramping up outreach to major media outlets in hopes of tamping down a spate of alarming news reports that threaten to slow its vaccination campaign. The White House began holding a series of briefings Monday and into Tuesday with all the major TV networks, including Fox News, as well as other newsroom leaders, about their recent COVID coverage, according to three sources familiar with the meetings. Focused on the surging Delta variant and vaccinations, the briefings are being led in part by Vivek Murthy, the U.S. Surgeon General, one of the sources told Politico. Nearly two dozen Texas House Democrats who fled the state last month have sued Governor Greg Abbott and other Republican officials, alleging that GOP efforts to bring them back to the state capitol for a special legislative session infringed on their constitutional rights. Former Texas GOP Chair Lieutenant Colonel Alan West on Fox and Friends Friday slammed the media for an overall lack of coverage of the Texas Democrats who fled to D.C. and are now vacationing in Portugal.
We have a special session here where they're supposed to be doing the business of the people of Texas, their duly elected representatives and their constituents, but instead they run away to Washington, D.C., and now they take a vacation.
They say the 22 plaintiffs have been deprived of liberty for substantial periods of time, suffered much anxiety and distress over separation from their families, and much discomfort and embarrassment, the complaint filed late Friday alleges. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.